Too Much Rock podcast number 775. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 26 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week, and I play my favorite track from each. We started with one from The Damned. That was The Eighth Day from the band's album Phantasmagoria, which came out in 1985 on MCA, though I just picked that up on a 2009 reissue 2-CD set that has a tonnage of bonus tracks that I wanted to hear. I remember picking up that album initially on cassette in the late 80s, thinking, oh, I like The Damned, and listening to it and thinking, this isn't punk rock. And maybe it's not. Certainly it's the band's goth rock phase, but it's a very solid listen. I'm much happier to listen to it now than I was when I was a young, dumb punk. Anyway, I got lots of music for you this week. I'm going to keep playing it, starting here with one from Juliana Hatfield and Eric Payne. The song is called Your Social Security.
I'll narrate all the empty space.
welcome back to the Too Much Rock Podcast. We just heard from Salt Lake Alley from Stockholm in Sweden. The song is Always Out of Time, and that's the title track from the band's new album that just came out March 6th on Shelf Life Records. It's a delightful indie pop record with all the touchstones you'd expect and a lot of maybe Smith shimmer to it as well. Really enjoy listening to that one. Before that, we heard from Juliana Hatfield and Eric Payne with the song Your Social Security. That's on the duo's new album, Bets, which came out February 17th, self-released. I think that one's digital only as well. Press kind of listed as Eric Payne is just her contractor, and they met and they put out an album, and who is this crazy guy? But no, he's been part of the Western Mass music scene for a long time in a lot of bands, so they just stumbled upon each other and put out this great album, everything written by Eric Payne musically, and then Juliana dropped in the lyrics and the vocals. Some great guitar work in there, just a very solid indie rock album. I think you're going to enjoy that one if you give it a chance. We're going to continue on here and maybe speed things up just a little bit. This is Ryan Allen with the song This Ugly.
You're pretending on me that you're thinking of me, but you're just too soon knocked down the door, kicked in the head. Feelings of dread, it's enough to bring me to the floor. Well, I didn't want to believe that this ugly, but now I still gotta believe. There's nobody else in the world that's a good thing. Well, I still gotta believe. Hey, yeah, now. You don't represent me. And I got plenty. There's no way that I could need more. But these are tight times, the yours and the mine. But I'll leave a light on at the door. Well, I didn't wanna believe in the story, and now I still gotta believe. There's nobody else in the world that's above me, and now I still gotta believe.
To the poets. Sometimes I lie awake and softly sing. Hey, bad cholesterol, just hurry up and do your thing. I know it's something awful for one to think or say, but fucking we're entitled to vent in our own ways. I'll leave the poetry to the poets, 'cause it's a good chance that I'll blow it. I'm sick of fast, boy, don't I know it? I'll leave the poetry to the poets.
Together. We started there with Ryan Allen and the song This Ugly. That's from a three-song EP, digital only, called They're Coming For Us, which came out on March 6th. It's a benefit for a very good cause. Excellent little power pop there with a little more guts than usual, but I like what he's doing. And then after that, we heard from Norcos y Horchata and the song Boone's Farm Among Moet. That's from the Lake Avenue Traffic EP. Also three songs, also self-release, also digital only, also out on March 6th. And of course, they are also from Detroit. That one also for a good cause. So a couple of benefit EPs there. I don't like to play digital only stuff, but those, I can make an exception for them. Just excellent recordings there and everything you would want from those EPs. I guess I should let you know the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. Let's jump into more music here. This is Kansas City band Genre. The song is called Is This Love?
Yeah.
was Good Flying Birds with the song I Will Find. That's on the band's Tallulah tape, which they put out themselves on cassette in, I don't know, 2003, 2004. But I picked that up on the Car Park reissue that came out in 2025 on vinyl. Before that, we heard from Genre with the song Is This Love? And that's on the band's cassette that came out in 2025, self-released. That band based out of Kansas City. The duo was playing a show together last week, and I saw them, and they were both excellent, and good enough that I needed to pick up the releases from both of those. Let's see here. I guess I'm out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 775, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, or YouTube. Looking over the concert calendar, lots of things coming up. A Morning in Heaven is playing at White Schoolhouse on the 17th. Champ is at Howdy on the 18th, while Crybaby Jones play at Skate Bar. On the 19th, Drug Church is at Bottleneck. On the 20th, you got your choice, 10 Times Fast at the Replay, Corners of the Sky at the Bottleneck, Bags, Bags, Bags at Farewell, or 90 Minute Cassette at Rhino. On the 21st, choose between War on Women at the Bottleneck and Dreamist at Rhino. 25th, Rat Boys at the Record Bar. Voivod is there on the 26th. 27th has Honeybee at the Replay. 28th, Roman Numerals are at the Warehouse. On the 30th, She's Green is playing at Madrid. And 31st, either Wonder Years at the Truman or Spine at Howdy. Looking over at the website, only one new thing out there. I'm behind as always. I do have photos and videos and my thoughts of the Rumors, the Oxys, and Tane Graves playing at Hillsiders a few weeks ago. All right, I have of course saved time for one more for you, and I've got one from Bonnie Prince Billy. The song I play is called Bride of the Lion, and it's the final track on the band's new album, We Are Together Again, which came out March 6th on No Quarter. It is a typical Bonnie Prince Billy album with fantastic lyrics and a voice that just kind of penetrates in that indie sort of folk world. So it's going to end things here. This is Bonnie Prince Billy with the song Bride of the Lion. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
Why is the lion still here outside? Why is our bravery tested? Haven't we proved that our love won't be moved? Isn't it time we are rested? Why does the lion still tear our legs? How can she still have such hunger? She's fed on our hearts and our tongues, yet still begs through the night, terrorizing our slumber. bruised and accosted, we wonder if there's hope of winning, and then hope of sleeping. We are so exhausted, and then hope of something beginning. From the rain and hear someone sing, is it my voice? Oh, better get out. Are everyone's starting to bring intention that scrubs and that scours? Scours the filth from the light, leaving us sparkling bright, and preparing the lover's return. I love you, I love you forever tonight, and I will love you forever.